Dallas Blues and the Main Street Heart Disease. You got to watch for that too. That'll get you if you're not careful. If all those things that aren't good for you and all those things that are bad for you catch up with you. But that was Louie in 1929 singing it, and undeniably the one of the greatest, absolutely one of the greatest musicians who ever lived, one of the most influential musicians who have ever lived. And what more can you say? And I want to thank Byron Walls again for sending that song along, because I think it was a very nice tribute and very appropriate indeed. Louis Armstrong's birthday was August 4th, 1901, so he would be 107. I don't think he would have made it, but we got to enjoy him for a long time. And here's Murray Lloyd on Radiola. A little of what you fancy does you good. Well, that all depends on what you fancy, but this is how she sings it, 1915.
That if you like to sing a lot, it'll grow on you and all that sort of stuff. Now, I like me drop a stout as well as anyone. But stout, you know, supposed to make you fat. Oh, and there's many a lardy-dardy madam wouldn't dare to touch it, cause it might spoil her figure, the filly cat. Now, I always having it if you fancy it. If you fancy it, that's understood. And suppose it makes you fat, I don't worry over that, for the little of what you fancy does you good. I always like to take a little holiday, and we always had one, my old man and me. But the last time that we had one, he sprung up a new idea when he saw the ladies bathing in the sea. He said what a man required was change of everything. Ah, and he ought to take his holidays alone. You know, away from everyday affairs. So I says very likely, well, if it's like a little fortnight on your own. I always having it if you fancy it. If you fancy it, that's understood. But if that's your blooming game, I intend to do the same. Cause a little of what you fancy does you good. I had to catch a special train the other day. Oh, and I very nearly lost it, I declare. But the guard said, come on, jump in, missus, and he bung me in a fuss. And I saw a loving couple sitting there. Oh, I could see the honeymoon was stamped all over them. You know, I was sorry for the lady and the chap. So I said, go on, excuse me, if you want to have a cuddle, have a cuddle, because I'm going to have a nap. Aren't I always having it, if you fancy it. If you fancy it, that's understood. And while you young couples spoon, I'll dream of my honeymoon. Cause a little of what you fancy do you good. And I always having it, if you fancy it. Get on with it, don't waste no time. And while you young couples spoon, I'll dream of my honeymoon.
Waiter, waiter, get me a bill of fare.
Yes, sir, there you are right there.
Oh, let me see now, what am I going to eat?
We have anything you like, sir, from a soup down to a sweet.
Well, bring me everything you've got, I'm hungry as a bear.
Am I to bring you everything upon the bill of fare?
Absolutely everything, except the printer's name.
You certainly are a hungry man.
I am, and it's a shame.
You know, I thought that there was something troubling you.
Honestly, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Perhaps, sir, I could help you if you care to explain.
If this keeps up, there's one thing sure, I'm going to go insane.
Now that's too bad, I'm sorry as can be.
Well, here's the cause of all my misery. My wife is on a diet.
Yes, and mine is on a diet. My home isn't home anymore.
She won't feed me potatoes. She stuffs me with tomatoes. Oh, for the pies I adore.
This diet thing is an awful disgrace. Why, I'm ashamed to look a grapefruit straight in the face.
Since my wife's on a diet,
and since mine's on a diet,
I'm losing a pound every day.
Monday,
grapefruit, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And at night, some orange juice.
Well, Tuesday,
grapefruit, I keep growing thinner. All my clothes are getting loose.
How about Wednesday and Thursday? Are you satisfied?
Sure, then I get coffee with grapefruit on the side.
Friday till Sunday,
it's more than I can stand.
Before the 18th day, I'll have a lily in my hand. My wife is on a diet, and since she's on a diet, I'm just a bundle of nerves.
When mine was big and stronger, I used to linger longer. I missed the detours and curves.
When my arms I'd put round her hips, what a lot of fun I had in making two trips.
My wife is on a diet, and since she's on a diet, she's gaining a pound every day.
Our wives are on a diet, we mustn't mention fry it, for they will only get mad. Could even be a blessing to eat delicatessen. Tell us who started this fad. Crabs and shrimps we must leave alone. We're the only lobsters they'll allow in the home. If they stay on a diet, we're going to start a riot and go back to the army, where we'll get a plate of beans.
Two little rubes came to the city. Oh, what a thrill they had. One little rube was glad, one little rube was sad. That little rube just left the city, left his little card. Here's a note that he wrote upon a postal card. I'm hobnobbing with my horse stopping, left my job in city. I'm sitting pretty with plenty of sunshine. Watch my face in the old tin basin, started raising with Rover. We bubble over with plenty of sunshine. Read my papers, neath an apple tree, no skyscraper.
ravers keep the sun from me. Houses roomy, the garden gloomy, the snow plays gloomy to molten. I'm in the open with plenty of sunshine. Let's go.
Plenty of sunshine. I think that's, you need that. Need to avoid that, you mean. Oh, my goodness. No, you got to stay out of the sun. And I do. I, matter of fact, I'm probably the palest person I know. I'm whiter than John McCain. And that's doing something. Really amazing. But, I'm very almost translucent. And I want to keep it that way. As long as I can avoid sunlight, I'll be happy because... That's nasty stuff. Nasty. That's true. And I probably shouldn't even drive a car that has a sunroof on it, but I don't know how I got that, but I got it. Anyway, that was Fred Hall's Sugar Babies, Fred Sugar Hall, and that's two bad things for you, with Arthur Fields, the Pride of Hotel Street in Utica. Plenty of Sunshine, 1927. Before that, Billy Murray and Walter Scanlon, My Wife is on a Diet. Oh, that's a whole other bag of worms. We don't want to get into that or something. That's really you want to talk about fad diets. Boy, those are terrible. Those will get you in no time. Avoid fad diets by all means. And begin with Marie Lloyd. A little of what you fancy does you good. Now, see, that's rational. That's reasonable. Although it doesn't bear out in reality, but that's pretty much how I'm living my life right now, and seem to be doing all right. That was from 1915. By the way, a program note, listen to Mark Fuller's program on Friday nights at 6. He's on at 6 o'clock. He comes on and does Retro Country, and Mark has a great show. And he's a great guy. I hope you're enjoying his show. If you're tuning in early, it's wonderful. And also on the other college station, he does a show on Wednesday mornings. And that's a good show, too. And that's on from 9 till noon, I believe, on the other college station, which you probably can get up here or anywhere you are. But that doesn't broadcast on the Internet. Now, if you prefer public affairs at that very same time, now I have two friends with shows at the same time. This drives me nuts. Pete Bianco has a show on Wednesdays at WHCL, which is all public affairs, wonderful interviews, very interesting stuff. And I have one of his interviews on my Live365 site right now, so feel free to check that out, too. It'll come up eventually. Wonderful interview with Frank Driggs, record producer, legendary of Columbia and RCA. Wonderful, wonderful interview. So you have a choice between one wonderful guy and another wonderful guy. So what you do is you get two radios, and you tune them, and you try to, you know, alternate between them. That's all I can say. I'm just terribly confused. I don't know who to listen to anymore. I'm not even listening to myself. How about that? Continuing now, I'm Andy Senior, and if I'm not listening to myself, I appreciate the fact that you are. And this is Radiola on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. Continuing now, this is my favorite set, Jabbo Smith, and this is really bad for you, but I'm gonna live with it. What the heck? Let's just plow through this one. Jabbo Smith and his Rhythm Aces, 1929. Got butter on it. Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's Eddie Condon in his orchestra, 1933. And this is really bad for me because I'm the one who does all the cooking. I know just what to put in to make it really bad. Yes, indeedy. I don't deny that. And that had Max Kaminsky on trumpet, Floyd O'Brien trombone. Yes, it says trombone. It looks like string bass. Bad glasses. Pee Wee Russell, Bud Freeman, Alex Hill was, this is his album, so, you know, piano and arranger. Eddie Condon, Artie Bernstein, and Sid Catlett on Home Cooking. Well, Home Cooking I was going to say it's my Waterloo, but I've already said that, so it's probably my Achilles heel, probably my ultimate downfall, but I'm a really good cook, and I'm not going to give it up. And before that, Fish Fries. Joe Robichaud and his New Orleans Rhythm Boys, Saturday Night Fish Fry from 1933, beginning with Jabbo Smith and his Rhythm Aces, got butter on it. And actually, putting butter on stuff is not as bad as putting certain other things, because there are no trans fats, just saturated fats, so you're all right there. Don't worry about it. And this is Andy Sr. with Radiola. Don't worry about that either. The show's going as well as can be expected. Actually, it's going very well indeed. I'm having a good time tonight. So what else is really rotten for me? Staying up late. Well, I admit I do that. I've never been an early riser, and I've never been an early-to-bed kind of guy either. And here's Cliff Edwards explaining exactly the kind of guy I am, and this is me all over in 1933. I think you see this one coming down the pike. And if you don't, here it is.
The moon, the stars, the stillness of the night has always cast a spell on me. I'm not ashamed to say I'd rather sleep all day. The lights, the fun, the things that can be done that one who needs the sun can't see. I'm like that wise old bird whose song you've often heard. Ooh, I'm a night owl. I wake up just as soon as the sun goes down. I start out and I do the town of Brown. I make light of the darkness like my friend in the tree. Long about three, I'm hooting, still hooting. Just like that great bird, I am a late bird too. Ooh, I'm a night owl. I wake up just as soon as the sun goes down. To the town of Brown. I make light of the darkness like my friend in the tree. Long about three, I'm hooting, still hooting. Just like that great bird, I am a late bird too.
never change you. Stay as sweet as you are. Don't let a soul rearrange you. Don't ever lose all the charms you possess. Your loveliness, darling, the way you say yes. Stay as sweet as you are, discreet as you are. You're divine, dear. Stay as grand as you are, and as you are, tell me that you're mine, dear. Young and gay or old and gray, dear to me or afar, night and day I pray that you'll always stay as sweet as you are.
I guess I love you.
always an ambivalent set. I'm ambivalent, too, about a lot of things. Staying up late, I really like doing. That's my, that's what I do. I can't go to bed early. Just couldn't do it. I nap a lot, but that just goes with the territory. Cliff Edwards, Night Owl, 1933. What a sweet song that is. Wonderful recording. Sam Brown with Ambrose. Stay as sweet as you are. Well, if you're depending on who you are and what condition you might have, if you stay as sweet as you are, it could be not too good for you. So watch out for the hemoglobin A1C particularly, and try to keep it between 7 and 8, and that'll be that's pretty good. You don't want to keep it too low either. So you know what I'm talking about, all you people with a hemoglobin A1C problem. That's what I'm talking about. And that was from 1934, yes. Before and then, well, here's ambivalence right here about my health and trying to enjoy myself. And I've gone nuts trying to straighten out my life over the decades with all the different things going on, and a lot of wrong turns. And frequently, I'm between the devil and the deep blue sea on a lot of that stuff. So that's Vince Giordano playing and singing Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea. And yeah, Vince was singing there. By the way, if you're down in New York City on a Monday night and you're looking for wonderful entertainment, there's the Vince Giordano and the Nighthawks are playing at Sophia's Restaurant at the Hotel Edison. And that's, I believe, on 46th Street between 8th Avenue and Broadway. And that's kind of near Broadway, right, you know, right up in there. So if you're in that vicinity and you manage to get into New York for some reason, maybe you can't get out of New York. A lot of people are like that, and you're kind of stuck there. But you can make that a lot more enjoyable if you go and listen to Vince Giordano at Sophia's Restaurant on a Monday night. I'm not sure when they begin. It's on my Radiola blog. You might want to scroll down a bit and check out their nice graphic. But they are there, and you'll never know who you're going to run into because there are a lot of amazing people who go there. You might run into Frank Driggs. You might meet Joe Franklin. You might meet Rich Connedy. There's a panoply of various interesting people you'll run into, because that's where all the smart people go to listen to music. That and there's also a couple of other good gigs in town too you don't want to miss. But once you get down there, you'll figure what they are. But that's by all means, try that out. And so being ambivalent about my health, I suppose it's time to do something about it. And this is the drastic measures are called for. Here's Jimmy Greer and his orchestra in 1932. And these are so drastic, I'm going to let the announcer take over.
We transport you now to the world-famous Coconut Grove in the Ambassador Hotel, Los Angeles. Here the stars of Hollywood have danced to the music of such entertainers as Abe Lyman, Ray West, and Gus Arnheim. Now they are dancing to the melodies of Jimmy Greer and his greater all-star Coconut Grove Orchestra. Those three ambassadors now offer a bit of early morning advice to corpulent ladies as they sing, "You Gotta Bend Down, Sister, If You Want to Get Thin."
down, sister, if you want to keep thin. Ba 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 da da, no more messing with French dressing, sister, bear it and grin. Ba da 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 da, you can flirt with noodle soup. Sniff, but don't give in. You've got to bend down, sister. Bend down, sister, if you want to keep thin.
Gentlemen, we're going to take you over to the Children's Hospital to hear Miss Gracie Field say hello to the kiddies.
Gracie Field?
Now, this is the accident ward, Miss Field.
Righto, I'll just pop in and see the kiddies. I've got something to tell them.
Now, children, you've got a special visitor today, Miss Gracie Field.
Good morning, children.
Good morning, Gracie.
Well, little girl, what's your name?
Bessie.
Bessie what?
Field.
Go on, you're kidding.
No, I'm not.
Any relation of mine?
No, I don't think so.
We'll have to look into this. And what's a bright little girl like you doing in hospital? Been having an argument with a steamroller?
I got run over.
Well, what are you feeling? All right now?
Yes, thank you. I'm going home next week.
I suppose you're all in hospital for the same kind of thing.
Yes, Miss Field.
Well, I've come here today with a very special message for you all. I'll tell you all about it in my new Safety First song. This is very important. You've got to listen very intently. Listen, little children, I've a tale to tell. All you little boys and little girls as well. When you leave the schoolroom, when you're at your play, don't run into danger. Think of what I say. When you cross the road by day or night, beware of the dangers that loom in sight. Look to the left and look to the right, and you'll never, never get run over. Now I'm going to sing another verse. When I come to the end of the chorus, I want you to join in, see? Come on now. All the words are simple, easy you will find. I want you all to learn and keep them in your mind. Come a little closer, gather in a ring. Now then, all together, let me hear you sing.
When you cross the road by day or night, beware of the danger that loom in sight. Look to the left and look to the right, and you'll never, never get run over.
Well, that's splendid. I didn't think you could have learned it so quickly. Now, before I go, what have you all got to do when you get out of this hospital?
Look to the left and look to the right, and you'll never, never get run over.
And don't forget it.
No, we won't forget, Gracie. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Look to the left and look to the right, and you'll never, never get run over.
So even when things are good for you, they're not necessarily good for you. Yeah, so take a walk, but you know, you got to watch for traffic too. We began with Bend Down Sister, and that's really is good for you. I'm sorry, we have to have a balance in here. This show can't be all about reprobates. There has to be a healthy aspect to it as well. Jimmy Greer, Bend Down Sister, with the Ambassador singing 1932, and that Hanshaw, Would You Like to Take a Walk? Very, very enchanting performance from 1931. Did she ever make a bad record? Did she ever really make a lousy record? I don't think so. Annette Hanshaw never, there might have been some that people don't like for personal reasons, but I don't think she ever turned in a bad record, ever. And Gracie Fields, look to the left and look to the right and you'll never, never get run over. And speaking of running over, this show is going to run over tonight, so which doesn't matter to me because there's no one on after me and it's not like it's not written in stone. I don't have the NPR breathing down my neck here for this performance. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a couple of more. I'm going to play the whole playlist. There's nobody pounding on the door to get in. So here's King Oliver. Two King Oliver selections, one from 1930 and one from 1927. But if you don't take health precautions, this is a likely result, and it's not a very pretty one either. So here it is. Thank you.
infirmary. Saw my baby there, stretched out on a long white table, so sweet, so cold, so fair. Let her go, God bless her, wherever she may be. She can look this wide world over, she'll never find a sweet man like me. When I die, I want you to dress me in straight lace shoes, box back coat and Stetson hat. Put a $20 gold piece on my watch chain, so the boys will know I died standing pat.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. That was King Oliver's and his Dixie Syncopators with Dr. Jazz. And by the way, I owe a lot of the help that I've got to Dr. Jazz. He's the, I would say he's my main attending physician overall. I mean, he's on call all the time for me. And that, and, you know, just trying to take it easy, not losing my temper so much, eating better, drinking tea, even though that's, you know, there's that the jury's still out on that one, and lots of other items, antioxidants aplenty. So I'm doing well in the supplements. And some particular advice I once got in a liquor store, by the way, and that led me to my real physician, whom I'm seeing now. But I gotta say, sometimes you get great advice in a liquor store, and it isn't about what brand of scotch to buy. You get much better medical advice in a liquor store than you do from a lot of other people. So I got to say that, too. And I'm Andy Senior. This is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org, at beautiful, gorgeous Hamilton College in lovely Clinton, New York. And it is a lovely town. You really should, you know, if you're ever up from this drive through, it's just very, very sweet up here. And I love it. I love this area. I really do. And I'm not lying. And before Dr. Jazz, we had St. James Infirmary, and I don't think Dr. Jazz really works there. He might have attended a case there once in a while, but St. James Infirmary is for those bad cases that Dr. Blues gets those, I think. So Dr. Jazz and Dr. Blues, there we go. And Dr. Jazz has helped me. And the show ain't over yet, because we still have one more selection. As I said, I'm Andy Senior. This is Radiola. Thanks so much for listening. And I'm on every Friday night at 8 o'clock when I can be, and that's most of the time. And that's 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time or Daylight Time, whichever you prefer. That, you know, whatever that works out to you, for you is what it is. And that's WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. Now, this sums it up right here. Harold Arlen singing his own song with the accompaniment by the great Arthur Schutt in 1934. This is how I'm feeling. This is very, very sincere indeed. So let me finish with this before they pull the plug on me. And I may do a little after show, but not much. Just a little bit. I'm going to stick around. But this is the end of Radiola, so good night for all you Radiola fans.
I can't live to love you as long as I want to. Life isn't long enough, baby, but I can love you as long as I live. Maybe I can't give you diamonds and things like I want to, but I can promise you, baby, I'm gonna want you as long as I live. I never cared, but now I'm scared I won't live long enough. That's why I wear my rubbers when it rains and eat an apple every day and see the doctor anyway. What if I can't live to love you as long as I want to? Long as I promise you, baby, I'm gonna love you as long as I live. There's no excuse to be hiding what's on my mind. Loving you is a secret I can't conceal. Since we met, I've been all upset, but I've really made up my mind to confess just exactly the way I feel. Maybe I can't live to love you as long as I want to. Life isn't long enough, baby, but I can love you as long as I live. Maybe I can't give you diamonds, things like I'd want to, but I can promise you, baby, I'm gonna want you as long as I live. I'll even wear long underwear when winter breezes blow. I'm gonna take good care of me, because a sneeze or two might mean a flu, and that would never, never do. What if I can't live to love you as long as I want to, long as I promise you, baby? I'm gonna love, love, yes, love. I'm gonna love you as long as I live.